December 1982, and Elthorne's first ever musical attracts a capacity audience for four nights. The Dracula Spectacular tested the acting and musical talents of Elthorne's pupils as never before, and the result was another successful school play. And yet, even while the play was running, Elthorne's future as a school was under threat. The London Borough of Ealing had decided that a high school in the centre of the borough had to close, and rumour had it, it would be Elthorne. On Monday, December the 20th, at the start of the Christmas holidays, the Education Committee of the borough met to decide which school should close. The motion to close Elthorne was carried, but it took the casting vote of the chairman, Mrs. June Shipton, to do it. The council was due to meet on January the 18th, 1983, to consider the Education Committee's recommendation. During the school holidays, various people began to mobilise themselves for a fight that was to soak up all their energy for months to come. The PTA booked a room in the town hall for a special meeting on the night of the council meeting, and Samantha Fry, a third-year pupil, decided to organise a protest march for the Saturday prior to the meeting. And so it was that on Saturday, January the 15th, hundreds of Elthorne's pupils and friends marched along the Uxbridge Road to the Town Hall.
What these pupils are telling you is that in the last few years, Ealing Council spent £1.5 million on Elthorne High School, and yet it now plans to close it. Do you agree with that, kids? If you don't agree with it either, join us here at 6 o'clock on Tuesday to tell your councillors that Elthorn is not to be closed. £1.5 million of your money will be wasted if Elthorn is closed, and all of these pupils will have to travel to Acton in order to be schooled. Ealing Council spent £76,000 to open a new music block. It hasn't been open 9 months yet. They're going to shut the school, they say. This summer...
Even more people were present outside the town hall on the Tuesday evening, and they all crammed into the town hall for the PTA meeting. Parents and supporters pledged time and money to the campaign, and a new Save Elthorn campaign committee was launched a few days later. Meanwhile, in the council chamber, the debate about Elthorn finally started. After a stormy debate, the decision finally came around 1 a.m. 36 to 31 councillors had said Elthorn High was to die. Tom Pollock of LBC News Radio was waiting outside the council chamber to hear the pupils' reactions.
Disgraceful! He doesn't expect us to accept it! What's he supposed to do in the middle of his options?
I mean, I've heard you, all my options, the white level's going to be mucked up because of this law.
What do you think is so special about Elthorn?
Well, there's such a good relationship between pupils and teachers. There's just something special. We all get on really well and education is such a high standard. You know, and it's our local school. We all belong. We all play a part there. And it's not just a school where you go to learn. You learn other things as well. It's things about growing up together and learning together and understanding each other. And now they just want to take it all away as though it was never there.
Labour councillor Dr. Margaret Majumdar explained why it should be kept open.
Elthorn's doing an extremely good job for a local community as well as from people outside the immediate area who come into the school. It's a well-run school. Its academic results are among the best in the borough. It's just got another student into Cambridge to read law. It does a marvellous community service. It's a post-social priority school, which means it's a large number of its, a large proportion of its pupils have problems. And yet, there is no trouble at this school or in the surroundings. The school is supported by the local residents, both formally through the residents' associations and informally by individuals.
But it is fair to say that the number of pupils at Elthorn has dropped since it was opened 8 years ago, from 1,600 to 1,100.
There are two reasons for that. One is because the numbers of children of that age group in the borough has gone down. It will start to go up again from 1990. The other is that until the summer of 1982, the school was continually a building site. It was never completed until the summer last year, and for most of that time, up until I think the summer of 81, it was also operating on two sites more than half a mile apart. Naturally, this made it unattractive to parents. The school has now been finished, and in the very year that they finished the school, they're proposing to close it in this year when it has been completed. We're going to fight this with the DES, and we think we're going to win because the case is excellent.
After the decision, the youngsters and parents wanted to confront Education Chairman Mrs. June Shipton, but she refused to see them as she left through a side entrance of the town hall, dodging a group of demonstrators on the front steps. At 1:30 this morning, she declined to speak to me on tape to put the case for the closure of Elthorn School, but a final decision on the school will have to be taken by the Education Secretary, Sir Keith Joseph.
Do so. girls raise their voices to the sky. And if you listen carefully, you might make out the cry. I ask one question, and that is why. La, 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 la. To find a school as happy as this is rare. All nationalities work in friendship there. These stones have seen so many passing through. We'd like to keep it for the future children.
So the fight was on. The next day, the council published its intentions. This gave the new Save Elthorn campaign 2 months to make its objections to the council, who would then forward these to the Department of Education and Science for a final decision. Immediately, Save Elthorn started to petition in the borough. The local paper was flooded with letters supporting the school. Protesters held silent demos outside council meetings. Lord Molloy and local MP Sid Bidwell joined the campaign. 1 month after the start, a progress meeting was held in Elthorn School Hall. Sid Bidwell was the guest speaker, but first, there were progress reports.
When the inner group of the ruling Conservative group on the Ealing Council first decided that Elthorn was the school that could be picked off the easiest, they thought they'd take us on without any trouble. Well, I think we've proved them wrong. The reactions that we're getting from the local paper and from the community has surprised everybody. The local paper now runs a column headed "The Elthorn Debate." That, I think, in itself is a measure of the fight that we've put up and a measure of the concern that we have caused throughout the community. The national radio, the national press, and television have covered the story so far. You can tell by the response that one gets from the local paper that we've hit them hard and hit them where it hurts. They're wriggling. We are rocking the boat at Ealing Town Hall. We are hitting where it hurts. And if we have anything to do with it, the message and the slogan is not "Elthorn High must not die." It's clearly "Elthorn High will not die."
Matt Atkins, chairman of the Save Elthorn campaign. Then later on, Sidney Bidwell, the MP for Ealing Southall, addressed the meeting.
I wrote to Sir Keith Joseph as follows: "The London Borough of Ealing Local Authority, in the face of much local community protest, has decided to propose the closure of Elthorn High School, which is in the Ealing part of my constituency. The concern about the proposed closure is far from being merely a local Labour Party affair, and has created deeply held mixed feelings among Tory ranks as well, including councillors. They also believe it is a bad decision, but party collectivism, in quotes, in a borough sense, has prevailed. Parents and teachers are in the protest. Although public objections to the council's plan are not concluded until a date in March, I'm asking you to receive a reasonably sized deputation with me from the Save Elthorn High School Campaign Committee, as soon as it is convenient to you to hear a very strong case against closure. Will you kindly reply? We are expecting that you will be open-minded and that you will eventually not uphold the proposed closure when you have looked carefully at all the facts. I can, of course, send you more detail of the case against closure, if you so desire, before meeting us. Now, I thought it was important to get that in fairly early, and on reflection and looking at that stack of papers, and I now know more about it than when I actually wrote this letter, is my conclusion that you have a very powerful case indeed. So I've been with Councillor Hetherington, who takes a heavy responsibility for what is occurring. Now, he said it's a shame that they decided to close Elthorne High. As I've studied the map, and I've studied the fact that you're the only high school available on the south side of the Uxbridge Road, which all that that means. They say, Labour educationalists, Tory educationalists say, they believe in neighbourhood schooling. They believe that young people should be identified with the neighbourhood as much as possibly can be achieved. They have it here in Elthorne High. They must not destroy it, and I will do my level best to be by your side to see that they do not.
Later that week, it was revealed that some of the borough's figures were wrong. The council had not included girls in its totals of pupils coming to Elthorne from neighbouring middle schools. During the February half-term, sixth formers Nigel Snell and Andrew Fraser raised £104 in a sponsored bike ride from Basingstoke to Ealing, and the Save Elthorne campaign raised £200 in a jumble sale. On March the 3rd and 4th, the pupils staged two evenings of entertainment called the Save Elthorne Concert. Hastily arranged, the concert demonstrated the high standards of drama and music at the school. The hall was filled to capacity on both evenings as pupils sang of their feelings for the school.
Treble clef there. Tambourines, glockenspiels, high notes pissing through your ear.
Oh, Mr. Little Hot Hand, let's go. E-I-E-I-O. We hoped you liked it all along.
The Save Elphorn campaign was not stopping the school from gaining its usual successes in sport. Both the hockey and basketball teams were leading their leagues, and the soccer side was first in the Middlesex League. The fight to save Elphorn had inspired everyone connected with the school. Letters continued to pour into the local paper and the school, promising support. The concert had kept Elphorn high in enthusiasm to such an extent that 1 week later, at 9 o'clock on Sunday the 13th of March, hundreds of people were assembled outside the school, ready to walk to Trafalgar Square. Even those who had not been sponsored turned up to join the walk. Later in Hammersmith, about halfway on the walk, I asked some of them why they were walking.
In order to stop the decision of closing it.
Hello, why are you walking to Trafalgar Square
today? Save Elphorn.
And why do you think it's important to save Elphorn?
Because it's a good school, better than any others.
Thank you.
Can you tell me how you think this walk is going, sir?
Well, it is going somewhere. I think it's going to Downing Street.
Can you tell me why you're marching?
Well, it's
I need the exercise.
It's our school, our future.
Save up.
Oh, save up.
Water, water.
Why are you walking then?
Because it's quicker than train.
Prize the school, prize the school. Kill him, kill him.
Hello sir, could you tell me why you're walking along here today?
No.
Why are you all of you walking here?
Give up, why are we walking?
Doing it to save Elphorn High School?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you want to do that?
Because it's a really good school, brilliant.
You learn a lot there, do you?
Yeah, and the teachers are really nice.
We're walking along here because we want to save our school.
10 miles on from Elphorn, the walkers arrived at Trafalgar Square.
Fairfield Chapel.
No, it's quite good. We left some people right
Do you think you'll be doing it again?
Oh, yeah, make it a once a week thing. You haven't got this thing plugged in.
Of course I have.
Oh, shame.
Tired? No, great.
Ready to go on marching to Downing Street?
Yeah. I was practicing my singing all the way.
Good. And how about you?
Practicing our chants all the way. Well, please. Can you?
No comment. Why not?
No comment.
I'm exhausted.
You're exhausted?
Where's the nearest pub?
My feet hurt.
I asked campaign chairman Matt Atkins if he thought the walk had gone well.
I think it's absolutely fantastic. They have done us proud. It's a pity that some of the councillors aren't here to see what these kids think of their school, and then they'd think twice about the decision they've taken.
And how do you all feel?
Tired.
Gentle jog.
How have you run all the way?
Yes, so I've run all the
how
way.
How long did it take you?
Do another 10 hours, don't we?
10 minutes.
How come that the people that walked got here quicker than you that ran?
We started at 12 o'clock, sir.
It's not even 12 o'clock yet.
Travel back in time, you were so fast.
No, it was a very enjoyable walk.
Work.
Yeah. It was work as well.
I'd just like to thank the organisers of this event, especially me.
I'm tired, remember that? Look, we've done all this bother, right? So how about saving our school? You want to
be pushed? Yeah, I'm really happy and I'm really, thank you.
I got blisters on my feet and the teachers didn't care less where we got to. Now you can cut that out. I got blisters on my feet but I wouldn't walk it again.
Are you glad you walked all the way from Elphorn High School to Trafalgar Square?
Well, this is an interesting question and I'd like to answer it in a great deal of depth, really, because, you know, when I was the first lift and I thought it was really nice, you know, and then I sort of felt the real mood of the feet moving, sort of, and then the rhythm really began to flow and I thought, yes, now their feet are flowing, and I thought, yes, basically.
Do you think it's a good way of getting into London? Is it to be recommended?
Yes, definitely. Definitely, yes.
Good.
The quicker London
it's
transport.
Cheaper. Get rid of the underground.
And it's cheaper. Only one pair of trainers costing £5 per journey.
Because
I bought these especially for the journey, they cost £5. I think it's killing me.
There's a corruptness bill, of course.
Yes, yes.
Solve the problem of London transport. Cuts, what we want. Cuts in railway, cuts in underground. People walking. It's the obvious solution.
What do you say about cuts in schools? Can I ask you how you are, sir?
I've been in the wrong parade.
I was in the Irish parade on the road.
Once in the square, the sun came out and the temperature rose, giving everyone a well-deserved break before the second part of the day, the march past Downing Street. As the time for the march drew nearer, the excitement began to grow. Church bells started to ring out as if in support of Elthorne, and LBC News radio reporter Di Stradling asked the marchers about the case.
I think it's a great shame.
Why?
Because they spent all the money on it and they want to close it, and it's just shame.
So it's about the only school around this borough, and all the rest are really far out, so it's the only one that's real local around here, so it means everybody else is going to go really far out.
What's the point of closing this school down when they'll have to open one in another 5 years because the population's going to go up, so often it's useless.
Basically, it's a brand new school and the council intends to close it down for no real apparent reason, so why should I close what I believe is a thoroughly good school for no reason?
Well, I think it's a shame because I reckon it is one of the best schools in Ealing.
I'd just like to say that I think it's the best school around Ealing and you can't wish for a better school in Elthorne.
Yeah.
The presentation of the children's letters will be followed later this month by a 20,000 name petition, which the newly formed Save Elthorne High School campaign will present to Education Secretary Sir Keith Joseph. The action group's been formed by concerned parents, many of whom joined today's march. They say Ealing Council got its figures wrong, and in another few years, the number of secondary school children in the borough will rise. Action Group Secretary Stephanie Muir explains how they feel.
I'm very distressed, very upset. I have two children there, one in the third form, one in the fifth form. The girl in the fifth form is going to start a sixth form course next year. And I'm very satisfied with the school. She's had very good treatment. She's done very well at school. And my boy in the third form wouldn't be able to finish a sixth form course at the school. And as a parent, I feel very strongly that we've been given no chance to discuss the closure of Elthorne. We haven't been told where our children are going to go. I've also got a 10-year-old, and in the area where we live, I'm not satisfied with the alternatives that might be offered.
The parents are backed by the opposition Labour group on the council. Councillor Margaret Majumdar was on the march.
All of them feel that it's a very good school, that it's disgraceful that Ealing Council should have picked on it to close, especially as it's a brand new school. It was completed last August. Indeed, its playing field only come into use next term. And in the first year of operation, indeed right in the first term of its normal operation on one site as a completed school, Ealing Council decided to close it down. And yet they know it's been doing excellent work. Its exam results are above average in the borough. It's got three children into Cambridge in the last 2 years. And over 100 children have started degree courses since the school opened as a comprehensive in 1974.
And now the march begins. At least 500 people were on the march as it set off towards Downing Street. Only a handful of marchers were actually allowed into Downing Street, And later, Ian Green described what happened there, although he did seem unsure about exactly where the Prime Minister lives.
Well, there were these policemen at the door, and they couldn't open the gate to begin with. The gate was stuck, so the policeman had to push it open with the help of Mr. Sidney Bidwell, MP. He managed to open the gate. We proceeded up the driveway up towards Buckingham Palace, and then we showed our package to the policeman at the door. He checked the package, and then he went tap, tap, tap on the door, and the door opened almost immediately. There were two porters there in little pretty uniforms, and they took our parcel and said thank you.
And what was in the parcel?
There were letters from members of Elkhorn High School.
Oh, I see.
To try and save their school. Save Elkhorn High. Save Elkhorn High.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, the main march continued through Parliament Square and along the embankment. It was the big events of the campaign that attracted public attention, but the hard work was done behind the scenes. Submissions were made to the Department of Education and Science by several organisations, including the governors and staff, but it was the parents who produced one of the largest submissions ever presented to the department. At the same time, scores of people were out night after night collecting Ealing's largest ever petition, 30,843 signatures saying, "Save Elkhorn High."
Elkhorn! Say it again! Elkhorn!
Oh, they're knocking down our school to build a sewer. They're sending all the school kids far away. The councillors have said we'll go to other schools instead. There's a nasty pond somewhere along the way. Hello, Mrs. Shipton, how do you like our school? It would be cruel. Sorry about the kiddies, I hope you'll understand. We don't care about books and things, we only want the land. Oh, they're knocking down our school to build a sewer. They're sending all the school kids far away. The councillors have said we'll go to other schools instead. There's a nasty pond somewhere along the way. Come on, Mrs. Shipton, you can't mean what you say. We don't want to go to Greenford, it's too far away. Come on now, kiddies, you really can't complain. It's only 2 quid there and back on omnibus or train. Oh, they're knocking down our school to build a sewer. They're sending all the school kids far away. The councillors have said we'll go to other schools instead. There's a nasty pond somewhere along the way. Anyway, you kiddies, what are you on about? Haven't you heard the latest news? The sewer project's out. We'll still demolish Elkhorn. Don't worry, your little heads. And on the land, we're gonna build a baby farm instead. Oh, they're knocking down our school to build a sewer. They're sending all the school kids far away. The councillors have said we'll go to other schools instead. There's a nasty pond somewhere along the way.
As already mentioned, Elkhorn's sporting teams went from one success to another through the term. Both the senior and under-15 hockey teams won their respective Ealing leagues. The under-16 basketball team also won their league and were runners-up in the cup. The soccer second 11 won their Ealing league, as did the first 11. The first 11 were also runners-up in the Ealing Cup and champions of the Middlesex League. There were no fewer than five county players in Elkhorn's soccer sides this season. The second year dance team won an Ealing dancing competition. And yet, in his reply to the Save Elphin submissions, the Chief Education Officer of Ealing claims that all schools are equally good at sport. At a recent Save Elphin committee meeting, I asked the members for their favourite memories of the campaign.
I think one of the highlights was the way the community as a whole have responded.
Yeah, tremendous, really. That's right.
And that's probably been the greatest thing in my mind. The fact that we've got 30,000 signatures on a petition.
30,000 plus.
Yeah.
That plus was very hard to get.
I think one of the things with the total response of the kids at the in the sponsored walk and so on.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the fact that everyone started, everyone finished, and was still prepared. Did we? Oh, I'm sorry about that. But they
still lost.
They managed to carry on through Downing Street and so on. I thought it was.
And their behaviour throughout that whole thing.
Yeah, they were brilliant, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That actually was the thing that I think stands out in my mind the most. When they were all on the column and the police said, OK, it's time to get down, and there was one word and they all just got off.
Mm. You were obviously as surprised as I was.
Well, since the word came from me, I was incredibly surprised.
Can't achieve it in school, but doing Trafalgar Square.
I like the concert. That was my favourite bit. Yes. I thought the concert was absolutely smashing, and the atmosphere in the school. When I was there, I mean, I've had a lot to do with schools, and the bit I like about schools is not when you're teaching them or when they're just milling about, but when you're actually all in a hall and there's some sort of feeling that everybody's doing things together. And at one point there was a group playing on the stage, and I looked round and there was a whole group of girls, some of whom had been performing at the back of the hall, jiving away and dancing, and I thought, this is absolutely smashing. You know, they were obviously having a really good time with all their mates.
Perfect.
And everybody in the hall was having a good time. And all the acts, everything that came on, people had put such a lot of thought in it, and I know it had all been sort of put together at the last minute, really. And it just showed, because they were so varied, and such a nice bunch of kids, and nice bunch of parents as well. And that was very, very nice.
Staff are all right as well, actually.
No, oh, they're all right, yeah, a bit off, really.
I'd just like to say that I think it's the best school around Ealing, and you can't wish for a better school than Elphin.
Yeah.
Finally, I would like to thank the London Broadcasting Company, LBC News Radio, for giving permission to use its reports in this tape. This has been an Elphin Sound production.